is believing all the right things about God, having an ironclad systematic theology. Is that sufficient to cause God to forgive our sins and impute to us the righteous standing of Jesus himself and to cleanse us to receive the very life of God through the invading and indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit? That's a very timely question, and the answer is no. It has to be. If that's all there is to it, then the answer is no. So there is a part of what it means to believe something that isn't true saving faith. And naturally, there is a part of what it means to believe in something that is saving faith. Our goal is to try and understand the difference. And what James is going to say is that not any life with good deeds attached to it is a Christian life, but that any life without good deeds flowing from it is definitely not. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. What we need to take notice of immediately is that James does not say this person in the text has saving faith. Rather, this person claims to have it. What type of faith is it? It's a faith that routinely has no evidence of the type of works that is supposed to mirror the faith claim. So James concludes with a rhetorical question. Can that type of faith save him? Well, the answer is no. And James is going to show us why that type of faith does not save. He gives us an analogy, an instance where compassion, mercy, and grace are needed, which are the very things we receive from God in salvation and what we are to show others. So here's the story. A brother or sister is doing without the necessities of life, and it is a long-standing need in their life. The response of the person who says they have faith is this: God bless you. I hope you get warm, and I hope you find some food, with no intention of helping. When the person with the faith has these things themselves that's needed by the brother or sister. This is a ridiculous response. If the needy person could feed and warm themselves, don't you think that person would have already done that? The words and instruction alone by the person who says they have faith is useless, just as faith with no evidence of fruit is useless, dead faith. Remember, James is not saying that any life with good deeds attached to it is a Christian life, but he is saying that any life without good deeds flowing from it is definitely not the Christian life. But we know that when we truly are walking with Jesus day by day, our faith is made evident in how we live our lives. When you pray today, please remember Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. Also, remember the Songhai LifeWord broadcast in Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.